Those of you who are visitors, and I know we have visitors among us, the first Sunday in November, we celebrate All Saints Sunday, where we read the names of those who have died in the last year. Because it's an important thing to do. Because it is an honor for us, a privilege for us to do that, to read the names who have passed on, who we have loved, who others around us have loved, who have been significant in our lives and in our community. And as we do that, you know, it's not something we do casually. Just because the church calendar says we ought to do this. But it's something we do intentionally because we know that act of doing it, that honoring those who have went before, is a good thing for us to do. And yet, you know, those who have passed before us, they probably don't need to be honored in that way, do they? You know, not that they shouldn't be, but it's kind of like, you know, when we honor and praise God, when we come and when we sing and when we honor and give praise to God, I'm convinced God really doesn't need that, you know? That his ego is big enough, he's not going to be upset and I say, oh my gosh, they didn't honor me today, I'm going to feel bad about myself. But when we honor God and when we give praises to God, it is about our journey, our spiritual life, our connecting to God and our connecting to each other. And I'm convinced when we honor those who have went before us, it's about us connecting in ways of love and grace to those around us. I am convinced when we honor and when we say and when we acknowledge, there is a strength and there is a care and there is a love that comes from God in that spiritual way, but also comes from community, those around us, when we can dare come today and acknowledge and say. This day we know some of us will name people that have been close to us in our lives. We say that and we honor them, but even those of us who have not lost loved ones in the last year, as we say and as we come and as we remember people too. It's about acknowledging those things. And I think what this day is about for all of us is our character. Now, not like character education you get in schools, values and rights and responsibilities, but it's about our character development. You know, character being our ability to meet the demands of the reality of life. Our character has to do with dealing with those things in our life that come to us. If they are good things, how do we deal with those good things in our life? Deal with them responsibly, but when they are struggles, how do we deal with those struggles in our life? And as we develop our character as Christ followers, it's about growing in our relationship with God so that we might know life in all that we do and in all that happens to us. And when we name in our hearts and with full voice, our struggles, our hurts, and our losses. When we know the reality that is there and give them to God in who we are, something wonderful and powerful happens. Even as the world around us tells us, you shouldn't do that. It's not a good thing. So often the world tells us we ought to stay away from that. We ought to even run from that. And the world around us, our society and our culture, tells us, encourages us, you know, throw yourself into something else. Buy a lot of stuff and consume. That'll make you feel okay. You don't have to worry about anything else. Entertain yourself as much as you can. Get a good status in your society, in your life. Stay busy with something, even if it's something really good sometimes, so you don't have to think about anything else. Or often our society will encourage us in ways of addictions or pleasures. Just do that and keep the other stuff at bay. Keep it back there. You won't have to deal with it at all. And I believe when we do that, that not only diminishes us, but it hurts our very spirit. As many of you who know me pretty well, I like to read science fiction and fantasy books. Anybody else like to do that? A few of you. Oh, I'm in trouble now if there's only one or two. Many of you remember a few years ago I did a series on The Lord of the Rings, and some of you really loved that and said, man, that was great. And others of you said, Pastor, please don't do that again. You just didn't care for that kind of stuff. But sometimes when we read things, the ideas are really interesting. A long time ago, I read a short fantasy novel about a wizard. And as the story is told in this little novel, this wizard turns out to have a lot of skills. He could be a great wizard, better than Harry Potter, if you remember Harry. You know, he had everything that he needed, and he went to a wizard training school to be trained. But he really thought he was pretty tough. He was pretty good. And his teacher said, you know, you can grow, but there are a couple of things you shouldn't do. And here's this one spell, never say. Never do. You can't deal with what happens when you do that. Well, you know how it is on the playground with everybody else. Kids started to taunt him. You're not as good as you think. And he says, you watch. I am as good as I think. And he says this spell that nobody should say. And suddenly, it's like creation. Reality breaks apart. And this dark spirit comes into his life. A dark spirit that wants to harm him, that he is afraid of. And so he has to leave that school and run with all his wizard skills to try to get away. And that spirit keeps chasing him and chasing him. He can't get away from it. It's always after him till finally he is so tired, he can't do anything else. He's just going to give it up. And he goes to another wise wizard and he says, this is what I did. I was wrong in doing it. It's chasing me. And how can I stay away from it, or how can I defeat it? What do I do? And this wise wizard had two words. Turn around. What? Turn around. Chase it. So as the story is told, he turns and he starts chasing that dark spirit. And that spirit starts to run from him. And at the end of the book, he corners that spirit. And as he reaches out and touches that spirit and hugs that spirit is that part of him that was broken, that was hurt, that suffered loss, that he could not deal with. And as he embraced that, he became whole again. You know, we come today to acknowledge things a lot of people say, don't do that. You don't want to go there. And yet, I'm convinced when we come and in full voice, in full reality of our lives, and when we lean into those losses that we have, when we lean into the mourning that is in our hearts and in our souls, when we lean into the brokenness that is ours, that everybody has, not just you, not just one person, when we lean into that, we make space for God to be with us and to know that love and that grace. But if we let those losses, that brokenness and that mourning lean into us, it takes so much spiritual and emotional energy to hold that up. There's no room for love. There's no room for grace. And there's no room for others to love us, to support us, and care for us. We come today in full voice to say, this is our loss, Lord. And we want you to stand with us. We know you will stand with us. This is our loss, Lord. But we stand on the promise of what Isaiah tells us today. Even though you go through the waters of death and difficulty, you love us and you're always there with us. We share with you our loss today, Lord, because we believe what Paul says. Neither death nor life nor anything else in all creation can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. So today we come to lean into death and ask Christ to be with us. We come to lean into death because just like Jesus leaned into the cross, he didn't want to go there. He said, Lord, take it away from me. But he leaned into that. And when he leaned and accepted that brokenness that was reality, God leaned back and resurrection happened. So today, as we read and as we feel and as we mourn, expect resurrection spirit to touch you. Maybe not today, but expect it to work with you and give you the full life that God wants for us all. Let's bow for prayer. Loving God, we thank you for the many gifts that you give us. For life and love and for the opportunity and the ability to know those who have gone on before. We thank you for those that were in our life that made us who we are. The love we had for them when they were with us and the love we have for them now. So loving God, this day as we read the names of those who we have lost, might you touch each of our hearts as we honor them in that spirit of love and grace. And continue to work with us as your people. As we are those who strengthen our character by acknowledging the reality you have given us, but especially acknowledging the love that we can know in you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.